time for Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti and legal news. Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about the first of its kind doxing verdict in Illinois. And for anyone who doesn't know, explain what doxing is first.
Sure. It's when somebody takes personal information of yours, whether it's your name, your phone number, Facebook posts, what have you, and circulates it with an intent to harm you or to harass you or to stalk you. And we've seen a lot of these cases with politicians where people will give out the information of where someone lives to the point where then people come to the house and it becomes a very dangerous situation. And Illinois is one of the leading states when it comes to passing a law based on this.
So if information like that is public, is it still a violation of the law if you publish, for example, an address?
Yeah, it is. And it doesn't seem right in some ways because, you know, we can find out where everyone lives these days, where they work by looking at their LinkedIn and by doing an internet search. But the idea is that you disseminate it in a public way, and that gives people the idea that it's faster than if you were to look it up yourself. So I think there's some constitutional issues that might arise in the enforcement of these laws, but I think they're good laws in general.
So what we're talking about here was in Will County, where the jury awarded a $46,000 judgment in favor of an election worker in a doxing case. And that number that they came up with based on damages that were claimed?
Yeah. It's hard to tell exactly what the damages were, but I assume that there is some idea that you say to the jury, listen, everyone knows her address, everyone knows false information about her. Apparently, it was some false post on Facebook that said that she approved of the Trump assassination attempt. She never said that, and it was published to all of her colleagues and work people, and so she said that she was damaged from a reputational standpoint, which is kind of hard to put a dollar sign on.
Yes, interesting. Also, a lot of interest in this San Francisco jury case Elon Musk found liable for defrauding investors. According to the suit, how did he defraud people?
Yeah, this is a very strange, and maybe one of the first of its kind. Basically, what he did was he went on social media, he went on podcasts, and said things that were false, apparently, about Twitter's failures, meaning that Twitter really wasn't worth as much as it was being said to be worth because there were bots and all kinds of fake accounts. And then he delayed the deal that he had made with Twitter to buy it. And the combination of those two things, according to the plaintiff's class action, was that it drove the price of the stock down to the point that it hurt the shareholders. And it's really the first case that I'm aware of where public statements by a figure it could go to the point of making it a fraud. And so this is a very expensive fraud because the estimates for what the plaintiffs would be entitled to would be $2.6 billion.
And so now what's the next step in this case? What will happen now?
Well, clearly there's going to be an appeal because of the first of its nature kind of case here. But the jury said, you know, words to the effect that they were each shareholder was going to get either $3 to $8 per stock per day. And so the rest remains to how to figure out who those people are, how many days transpired, and how they get their money. So two things, an appeal and a better calculation of the damages.
Moving on to this tragic shooting death of a Loyola student, do you think it's fair now that people are pointing a finger at the no cash bail laws in Illinois as being partially responsible for this situation?
I understand why people do that because it's such a horrible, tragic thing, and everyone wants to blame the system and everything else. But the cash bail had nothing to do with that. Cash bail doesn't mean that all criminals get let out. It just means the judge can decide if he's a flight risk or dangerous. If he is, he stays in. If he doesn't, he walks free, sometimes with conditions like ankle bracelets and things like that. This guy was arrested once for shoplifting. Even under the prior law, where there was cash bail, he would have walked with no bail. So the idea that he did what he did, which was a horrific crime, if he's in fact guilty of it, has nothing to do with cash bail.
And now there's new debate about the sanctuary city laws, even in Chicago City Council, isn't there?
Yeah, there are. And the ordinance that's proposed is really not unreasonable. Basically, the sanctuary city law says that police cannot cooperate with ICE in deporting people. Their job is domestic issues and enforcing the laws in the state and in Chicago. There's also a state law that says the very same thing. So it's throughout the state that police are not allowed to cooperate in basically sending people back to where they came from. But the law that they're saying is, yes, we're going to allow them to do that in certain cases where there's drug-related incidents, where there's serious sex crimes, where there's gang-related activities, and for other felonies. And in that regard, it makes sense because the people who are the really bad people, not just the people who are here overstaying their visas, those are the people that we want to deport, and the police should be able to help ICE in getting them back to where they belong.
Finally, we have the Frank Thomas lawsuit. What's the law involved in this exactly?
Yeah, he's suing Nike, Fanatics Apparel, and White Sox, saying they basically designed and manufactured and sold jerseys with his name on it and with his number on it. And in Illinois, we have a really strong law called the Right of Publicity Law, and you really can't take another's name, their likeness, their image, their voice, or really even their signature to get commercial gain. And you can't do that for the life of the person plus 50 years. And so this is what he's suing under. And if the facts are correct that are in his complaint, he probably is going to win, because unless there's some signed agreement where he gave them that license, he will be entitled to profits that they made, punitive damages if they were willful, and maybe even an injunction, meaning he's going to be able to stop them from selling his goods.
Too bad. I think I signed away my right of publicity here at WGN, but I may call you anyway.
Too bad.
We'll be listening to Karen Conti Sunday afternoon between 3 and 5. Have a good day. Thank you.